Chapter 5. I can't answer to a day, apostrophe said the corporal, but it will certainly be in a down-channel tide. And instead of pulling hard against it, he'll let his boats drift, and that will bring them right into Budmouth Bay. 'Twill be a beautiful stroke of war, if so be 'tis quietly done. Apostrophe, apostrophe, beautiful, apostrophe said Cripplestraw, moving inside his clothes. But how if we should be all abed, corporal? You can't expect a man to be brave in his shirt, especially we locals, that have only got so far as shoulder fire locks. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he's not coming this summer. He'll never come at all, apostrophe said a tall sergeant major decisively. Loveday the soldier was too much engaged in attending upon Anne and her mother to join in these surmises, bestirring himself to get the lady some of the best liquor the house afforded, which had, as a matter of fact, crossed the channel as privately as Buonaparte wished his army to do, and had been landed on a dark night over the cliff. After this he asked Anne to sing, but though as he had a very pretty voice in private performances of that nature, she declined to oblige him, turning the subject by making a hesitating inquiry about his brother Robert, whom he had mentioned just before. Robert is as well as ever, thank you, Miss Garland, apostrophe he said. He is now mate of the brig Pewit, rather young for such a command, but the owner puts great trust in him. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the trumpet major added, deepening his thoughts to a profounder view of the person discussed. Bob is in love. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Anne looked conscious, and listened attentively. But Loveday did not go on. Much? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she asked. I can't exactly say. And the strange part of it is that he never tells us who the woman is. Nobody knows at all. Apostrophe, he will tell, of course. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Anne, in the remote tone of a person with whose sex such matters had no connection whatever. Loveday shook his head, and the tete-a-tete was put an end to by a burst of singing from one of the sergeants, who was followed at the end of his song by others, each giving a ditty in his turn. The singer standing up in front of the table, stretching his chin well into the air, as though to abstract every possible wrinkle from his throat, and then plunging into the melody. When this was over, one of the foreign hussars, the genteel German of Miller Loveday's description, who called himself a Hungarian, and in reality belonged to no definite country, performed at trumpet major Loveday's request the series of wild motions that he denominated his national dance, that Anne might see what it was like. Miss Garland was the flower of the whole company. The soldiers, one and all, foreign and English, seemed to be quite charmed by her presence, as indeed they well might be, considering how seldom they came into the society of such as she. Anne and her mother were just thinking of retiring to their own dwelling, when Sergeant Stanner of the TH Foot, who was recruiting at Budmouth, began a satirical song. When lawyers strive to heal a breach, and parsons practise what they preach, then little Bonnet he'll pounce down, and march his men on London Town. Chorus. Roll li come ro rum, toll ol o rum, roll li come ro rum, toll ol a. When justice ti cesses hold equal scales, and rogues are on li found in jails, then little Bonnet he'll pounce down, and march his men on London Town. Chorus. Roll li come ro rum, toll ol o rum, roll li come ro rum, toll ol a. When rich men find their wealth a curse, and fill there with the poor man's purse, then little Bonnet he'll pounce down, and march his men on London Town. Chorus. Roll li come ro rum, toll ol o rum, roll li come ro rum, toll ol a. Poor Stanner. In spite of his satire, he fell at the bloody Battle of Albuera a few years after this pleasantly spent summer at the Georgian watering place, being mortally wounded and trampled down by a French hussar when the brigade was deploying in two line under Beresford. While Miller Loveday was saying well done, Mr. Stanner, apostrophe apostrophe at the close of the 13th stanza, which seemed to be the last, and Mr. Stanner was modestly expressing his regret that he could do no better. A stentorian voice was heard outside the window shutter repeating, "Roll-a-li cum ro-rum, tol-ol-o-rum, roll-a-li cum ro-rum, tol-ol-a." The company was silent in a moment at this reinforcement, and only the military tried not to look surprised. While all wondered who the singer could be, somebody entered the porch. The door opened, and in came a young man, about the size and weight of the Farnese Hercules, in the uniform of the Yeomanry Cavalry. His young squire Dairyman, old Mr. Dairyman's nephew, apostrophe murmured voices in the background. Without waiting to address anybody, or apparently seeing who were gathered there, the colossal man waved his cap above his head, and went on in tones that shook the window panes. "When husses bands with their wives agree, and maids won't wed from ma day tie, then little Bonnet he'll pounce down, and march his men on lawn downtown." Chorus. Roll-a-li cum ro-rum, tol-ol-o-rum, roll-a-li cum ro-rum, tol-ol-a. It was a verse which had been omitted by the gallant Stanner, out of respect to the ladies. The newcomer was red-haired, and of florid complexion, and seemed full of a conviction that his whim of entering must be their pleasure, which for the moment it was. "No ceremony, good men all," apostrophe he said. "I was passing by, and my ear was caught by the singing. I like singing, 'tis warming and cheering, and shall not be put down. I should like to hear anybody say otherwise." Apostrophe, apostrophe, welcome, Master Dairyman, apostrophe said the miller, filling a glass and handing it to the yeoman. "Come all the way from quarters, then? I hardly know thee in your soldier's clothes. You'd look more natural with a spud in your hand, sir. I shouldn't ha' known thee at all, if I hadn't heard that you were called out." Apostrophe, apostrophe, more natural with a spud. "Have a care, miller," apostrophe said the young giant, the fire of his complexion increasing to scarlet. "I don't mean anger, but a soldier's honor, you know." Apostrophe, apostrophe, the military in the background laughed a little, and the yeoman then for the first time discovered that there were more regulars present than one. He looked momentarily disconcerted, but expanded again to full assurance. "Right, right, Master Dairyman, no offense, 'twas only my joke," apostrophe said the genial miller. "Everybody's a soldier nowadays. Drink a drap o' this cordial, and don't mind words." Apostrophe, apostrophe, the young man drank without the least reluctance, and said, "Yes, miller, I am called out. 'Tis ticklish times for us soldiers now. We hold our lives in our hands. What are those fellows grinning at behind the table? I say, we do. Apostrophe, staying with your uncle at the farm for a day or two, Mr. Dairyman." Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, no. As I told you, 6 mile off. Billeted at Casterbridge. But I have to call and see the old apostrophe, gentleman. Apostrophe, apostrophe, gentleman. No, skinflint. He lives upon the sweepings of the Barton. Ha, ha. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and the speaker's regular white teeth showed themselves like snow in a Dutch cabbage. Well, well, the profession of arms makes a man proof against all that. I take things as I find them. Apostrophe, apostrophe, quite right, Master Dairyman. Another drop? Apostrophe, no, no. I'll take no more than is good for me, no man should, so don't tempt me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the yeoman then saw Anne, and by an unconscious gravitation went towards her and the other women, flinging a remark to John Loveday in passing. "Ah, Loveday, I heard you were come. In short, I come o' purpose to see you. Glad to see you enjoying yourself at home again." Apostrophe, apostrophe, the trumpet major replied civilly, though not without grimness, for he seemed hardly to like Dairyman's motion towards Anne. "Widow Garland's daughter." "Yes, 'tis. Surely. You remember me? I have been here before. Festus Derryman, ye Amanri cavalry. Apostrophe, and gave a little curtsy. I know your name is Festus, that's all. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, 'tis well known especially latterly. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he dropped his voice to confidence pitch. I suppose your friends here are disturbed by my coming in, as they don't seem to talk much? I don't mean to interrupt the party, but I often find that people are put out by my coming among them, especially when I've got my regimentals on. Apostrophe, apostrophe, la. And are they? Apostrophe, yes, 'tis the way I have. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he further lowered his tone, as if they had been old friends, though in reality he had only seen her 3 or 4 times. And how did you come to be here? Dash my wig, I don't like to see a nice young lady like you in this company. You should come to some of our Eomanry sprees in Casterbridge or Shottsford Forum. Oh, but the girls do come. The Eomanry are respected men, men of good substantial families, many farming their own land, and everyone among us rides his own charger, which is more than these cussed fellows do. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he nodded towards the dragoons. Hush, hush. Why, these are friends and neighbors of Miller Loveday, and he is a great friend of ours, our best friend, apostrophe said Anne with great emphasis, and reddening at the sense of injustice to their host. What are you thinking of, talking like that? It is ungenerous in you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, ha, ha. I've affronted you. Isn't that it, fair angel, fair what do you call it? Fair vestal? Ah, well. Would you was safe in my own house. But honor must be minded now, not courting. Rollicum rorum, tol ol orum. Pardon me, my sweet, I like ye. It may be a come down for me, owning land, but I do like ye. Apostrophe, apostrophe, sir, please be quiet, apostrophe said Anne, distressed. I will, I will. Well, Corporal Tullich, how's your head? Apostrophe he said, going towards the other end of the room, and leaving Anne to herself. The company had again recovered its liveliness, and it was a long time before the bouncing Rufus who had joined them could find heart to tear himself away from their society and good liquors, although he had had quite enough of the latter before he entered. The natives received him at his own valuation, and the soldiers of the camp, who sat beyond the table, smiled behind their pipes at his remarks, with a pleasant twinkle of the eye which approached the satirical, John Loveday being not the least conspicuous in this bearing. But he and his friends were too courteous on such an occasion as the present, to challenge the young man's large remarks, and readily permitted him to set them right on the details of camping, and other military routine, about which the trooper seemed willing to let persons hold any opinion whatever, provided that they themselves were not obliged to give attention to it. Showing, strangely enough, that if there was one subject more than another which never interested their minds, it was the art of war. To them the art of enjoying good company in Overcombe Mill, the details of the miller's household, the swarming of his bees, the number of his chickens, and the fatness of his pigs, were matters of infinitely greater concern. The present writer, to whom this party has been described times out of number by members of the Loveday family, and other aged people now passed away, can never enter the old living room of Overcombe Mill without beholding the genial scene through the mists of the 70 or 80 years that intervened between then and now. First and brightest to the eye are the dozen candles, scattered about regardless of expense, and kept well snuffed by the miller, who walks round the room at intervals of 5 minutes, snuffers in hand, and nips each wick with great precision, and with something of an executioner's grim look upon his face as he closes the snuffers upon the neck of the candle. Next to the candlelight show the red and blue coats and white breeches of the soldiers, nearly 20 of them in all, besides the ponderous dairyman, the head of the latter, and, indeed, the heads of all who are standing up, being in dangerous proximity to the black beams of the ceiling. There is not one among them who would attach any meaning to Vittoria, apostrophe or gather from the syllables Waterloo the remotest idea of his own glory or death. Next appears the correct and innocent Anne, little thinking what things time has in store for her at no great distance off. She looks at Derriman with a half-uneasy smile as he clanks hither and thither, and hopes he will not single her out again, to hold a private dialogue with which, however, he does, irresistibly attracted by the white muslin figure. She must, of course, look a little gracious again now, lest his mood should turn from sentimental to quarrelsome no impossible contingency with the yeoman soldier, as her quick perception had noted. Well, well, this idling won't do for me, folks, apostrophe he at last said, to Anne's relief. I ought not to have come in, by rights, but I heard you enjoying yourselves, and thought it might be worth while to see what you were up to. I have several miles to go before bedtime, apostrophe and stretching his arms, lifting his chin, and shaking his head. To eradicate any unseemly curve or wrinkle from his person, the yeoman wished the man offhand good night, and departed. You should have teased him a little more, father, apostrophe said the trumpet major dryly. You could soon have made him as crabbed as a bear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I didn't want to provoke the chap, twasn't worthwhile. He came in friendly enough, apostrophe said the gentle miller without looking up. I don't think he was overmuch friendly, apostrophe said John. 'Tis as well to be neighborly with folks, if they be not quite unbearable, apostrophe his father genially replied, as he took off his coat to go, and draw more ale this periodical stripping to the shirt sleeves being necessitated by the narrowness of the cellar, and the smeary effect of its numerous cobwebs upon best clothes. Some of the guests then spoke of Festeriman as not such a bad young man, if you took him right and humored him. Others said that. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.